Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner. Le'ilay Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Chov Dal. Welcome back, everyone. In the Mishnah daf Chov Gimel and Beis, we have the dinner of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says two nafkaminas of a behemoth that's nursing another behemoth. Of that, one is that it's Potter Menah Bechoira. When you buy it from a goy, in this case, it's Potter Menah Bechoira. Second nafkamina is when you come into your herd in the morning and you find all the animals all of a sudden nursing. So you assume that each animal is nursing its own child. That's the din of Shimon Gamliel. And you say this one, because Einan Merachem es Elim Ken Yoledes. You will not have Rachmanis to nurse another child unless it gave birth. And the Gemara goes on, the Gemara asks, is mistapik in Rishim Gamliel, is that just a chacha that it gave birth in general, or it's a chacha that even this one itself is its child? What's an afgamina? To get malchus for Yisav es benoi. Do we say that it's vadai, that this is a child, and therefore you could also assume that it's Yisav es benoi, and you checked both on the same day you get malchus? Or do we say, no, it's only a suffix, there's no vados, that it's Yisav es benoi? Another nafkamina of this is that roch hazir akor chacha rochel. Really, the chazir should be presumably an usher. It's born to a chazira. But can we take from the fact that it's nursing from the rochel as a chacha that the rochel gave birth to it? And maybe it's a nidmet. It's mutter ba'achila, like the mission dafei mebeis hayete min ha'tar tar. So the Maharital Gazi and the Chazanish both have a question in this dinner of Mishim Gamliel. The dinner of Shimon Gamliel says the Maharital Gazi is like a chazakah. Chazakah that mistama behema doesn't is not merachim unless it gave birth. Chazakah in the Maharital Gazi, chazakah says the Maharital Gazi. So how does it work to be matir by a chazira korach acharochet? How do you read behemos einam nidmos? Normally behema is not an in. So when I see the chazir and the rochel, mistama the chazir came from a chazira. Didn't come from a roch. It's a roif. If this dinner of Shimon Gamliel is only a chazaka, so why does it work to machriya keneged the roif? Harei fakert. Ruba v'chazaka. Ruba adif. The roif should be better than the chazaka. That's why the Maharital Gazi asked the question. Chazanish understood originally that it's not a midin chazaka. The Chazanish understood that it's midin roif. Roif behemois, einam rachamois, elam kein yoldois. But also the Chazanish is bothered by this din of the chazir. There's a roiv behemos einam nidmos, so there's a roiv. Can I get a roiv? One roiv tells me that it's the vlad of the rochel and it's mutter, and one roiv tells me that it's the vlad of the chazira and it's aser. So I have a roiv. Can I get a roiv? And I should be left with a suffik. How can I be machriya entirely that it's mutter? So it's similar to the question of the Maharital Gazi. Just Maharital Gazi understood that it was like a chazaka. The Chazanish understood that it's like a roiv. But either way, it's difficult to understand why this works. Can I get the rain behemoth in and nidmas? So say the Maharital Gazi and the Chazanish, the same teretz, that this Indian of Shimon Gamliel is not a chazaka, it's not a roiv. Rather, according to Shimon Gamliel, it's a vada. Kilu Aiden came and told me that this is that it gave birth. And then this is the child. It's a vados. So therefore there's no makom for a roiv. I no longer care about the klal of roiv. This chazaka is like a vaday. It's like the Maharital Gazi compares it to chazaka in adam pareto of manoi, which works to be moitzi mamon. Have a roiv does not work to be moitzi mamon, and there it is moitzi mamon, because this chazaka is like a vaday. And in this vaday, there's no klal of ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. The klal of ruba v'chazaka ruba adif was only said on a chazaka, which is not based on a logic. The way people act. That was said in a chazaka that's based on a din. The din of chazaka the meikara, which is learned out in the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yudim and Beis. You know, Amil Sadam Rabbanan Zil Basra Chazaka. There it's a din that something. If yesterday it was tamei, then misama today it's tamei. If yesterday it was mutter, then misama today it's mutter. That's a chazaka. And that type of chazaka, when it comes to negative roiv, so the roiv wins out against the chazaka. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. Achrayin have explained because roiv has a svara to it, and chazaka does not have a svara. That's all in the Chazaka, which is based on Masha Hoya Hu Sheyiyeh. But the Chazaka of our Sugya is the Chazaka HaMachras. The Chazaka that tells you that I can understand and I can assume the way things happened. Because Mistama, the behemoths only behemoths are not merachim unless they give birth to this child. So then I know it as a fact that this is the case. So maybe I no longer care about the birth. That's the Maret HaGazi and the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish adds in another very important point. Says the Chazon Ish, in one nekudah did the Rabbanan argue on Rav Shem ben Gamliel. From Yato we would say, the Rabbanan argue, how far does this go? Rav Shem ben Gamliel says that it's a vaday. The Rabbanan say, no, it's only a roif. Therefore, because it's only a roif, so we can't be matter the vlad, the chazir. Because it's a roif, can I get the roif? But why did the Rabbanan argue in our Mishnah? So that's the Chazon Ish. In the ratio of the Mishnah, you could say the reason the Rabbanan argue is because Smoich miyuta lechazaka of Israel aruba. There's a roiv telling me that it gave birth, but connected that there's a miyut that it did not give birth, and there's also a chazaka. It has a chazaka that it did not give birth. So because I have the miyut and the chazaka on one side and the roiv on the other side, so Israel aruba cannot meachri up the roiv, and I'm left with a suffix. So in the ratio of the Mishnah, we still could say the Rabbanan hold that there's a roiv. But says the Chazon Ish, what happens when you get to the Sefer of the Mishnah? Sefer of the Mishnah, there's no Chazaka there. Right, all the behemoths gave birth. Now we see all the behemoths are nursing. And I just want to figure out if each one is nursing its own child. And it's matter that the Rabban argue also on that. Rav Shimon Gamliel is matter l'shitasai. The Rabban argue also in that case. Right, there's no more Chazaka. All there is the right in and of itself. So it must be, says the Chazon Ish, and the Rabban hold there's no rave b'chlal. Rabban hold there's no. We can't take out. We can't assume anything. The fact that the behema is nursing, that it gave birth, there's no hechacha at all. Comes out in a very far machlekas. So Shimon Gamliel says that it's a vadai, and Rabban say that it's nothing. I don't know if I've answered that hard, but that's muhach. The Chazon Ish proves to us that the Rabban hold or do not hold to this b'chlal, and Shimon Gamliel takes out that it's a vadai. Another nekudah here about this dinner of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mar says, halachas like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The reason it's potter is because it's nursing, so it must be that it gave birth. So you mentioned a few daf ago on Dafchav, the Teis there on Dafchav Medbeis, the Ibn Asal Cholav. Teis brings the Dadra Rebbe Thomas Mechir from Ar Sugya, and Cholav Enoi Peter. That in and of itself, that the behema has milk, is not a rye that it gave birth. Because if it would be potter, so why does Rav Shimon Gamliel need to pater? Because it's nursing. Even if it would not be nursing, just the fact that it has milk is enough of a proof that it gave birth. Why does Marv command to the aspect of the nursing? It must be that milk is not a chach. Tzatcha Bein Tam says, it's mukha l'chayshinim l'miyuta. They're the miyut of the behemoths that are chaylev even though they did not give birth. Tzatcha Bein Tam, that normally we don't know the chayshinim l'miyuta. Says Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's only because of the chazaka. When there's a chazaka la halacha, we are chayshish l'miyuta. That is Rabbeinu Tam and Afchaf, which we mentioned then. We mentioned then that the Ramban argues on Rabbeinu Tam. Ramban holds la halacha that loy chayshinin l'miyuta, and even b'makom chazaka, loy chayshinin l'miyuta. The middle of the Ramban holds that chol of paiter. You don't have a chayshish l'miyut b'chlam. So what do we do with our sugi? Our sugi is mavur, not that way. And we're not able to pater because of the chol of itself. So Baruch Hashem, the Ramban by us answers the question. Ramban says in Rukibta that we're talking about the case that it started having milk even before it could have a child. Before we knew, there's a minimum age that a behemoth could have a child before the beginning of the perek. And this particular behemoth started having milk earlier. So this milk, by definition, cannot be a proof that it gave birth, because it's impossible at that age to give birth. So now even when the behemoth gets older, and it could give birth, and it still has milk, so I can't prove from the milk that it gave birth, because this behemoth is not a strange behemoth. We see that it has milk even though it did not give birth. So the fact that the milk continues is also no proof. But then I wake up one morning and I see that it's nursing. Oh, so says Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's nursing, the fact that it's nursing another behemoth, that is a hizlacha that it gave birth. So in this case, there's no proof from the milk itself. The only proof is from the hanuk. Another point here, the Teis is even asked for Rav. Teis is medagin the Gemara. Gemara says the case of Chazir Acharei Rochel. Why do we talk about a chazir? Why don't we talk about a chamoyer? This is the case that we normally refer to when you talk about a nidme in the first parak. So Tesis is medayik that we must go on the shitas of Shimon. Shimon there in the famous base. Argues with the klal kalayetim in that Torah tamer. And Shimon holds that a kol with ben parah is aser. You can't eat it. So that's why we mentioned that in this case of chazir. Why is a chazir better? Because chazir is not a kolut. A kolut is telling its feet. Its feet are the wrong. They don't have the simanim of a kosher behema. So then you can't eat it. But a chazir, even though it itself also has a siman tuma, not malagera, but it's not a kolut. And therefore, if Shimon agrees that a chazir ben Rachel is mutter, that's what we're in tesis. This tesis is a chiddush. And say it shows us a way to understand the sheet of Rav Shimon. Harei Nikar Din there, the Mishnah, that Hayotim in a Torah Tomer, as the Pasuk Shad is, as we Rav understood it, that the mother is Kaviyah, the min of the Vlad. Whatever is the min of the mother automatically is, by definition, the min of the Vlad. The Vlad might look strange, because it does not look that way, but it's Kaviyah that is the min of the Vlad. That's the opinion of the Chacham. And what does Rav Shimon argue on? So Mishutai, when it would seem like that, like Rabbeinu Gershom says on the above and base, Rav Shimon holds, he doesn't hold to the klal yitzim in Atzarat Tom. The Hainu, if the Dan and the Vlad by its own simonim, it cannot use the mother to machriya the din of the Vlad. The Vlad has to be Dan on its own, and its own it has simoni tuma. So maybe let's tell me. If that were the pshat, then Teis Bayis is not making any sense. If according to Rav Shimon, you always need to down the Vlad and it's in its own right, so the Mice, this Vlad is a Chazir. So maybe it should be Osir. How can we make on this Chazir? Even if Shimon of Yisoid agrees that he ate him in a Tar, the Hainu, then he yachis the Vlad after the mother. If the mother is a Mutter, then also the Vlad is a Mutter. Just what? Just Shimon has an extra pasuk to say that it didn't Noisaf. Shimon has a pasuk there in the first parak. And even though it's min imai, even though its mother's a para, so it's also considered a para, but it's still asr be'achila. It's possible to say that a kolot ben para is asr. Even though it's back, you still call the min of a para. Meila says Rav Shimon, that's only by a kolot. The pasuk is referring to a kolot, but by a chazir. Now you don't have any pasuk. So there, we're talking matur on the flat. Go with the kaviyah of the min of the mother to be kaviyah. The Vlad is a mintar. And here it was not said, they didn't know Isaf to say that it's also because of the kolot. The kolot creates an iser. It's only the kolot, but not that the malagayer itself does not create an iser. In Ramela, the Vlad is much of the fear of Shem. We're now going to the next Mishnah of Rabbi Yisim and Amishulam. Rabbi Yisim and Amishulam holds on Yishach the Bachar, you can make a makoim for the kaifits. And you don't have to be worried about the problem of being Talish, the Tzemer, being over the Isser of Lysogos. So the Gemara clears, what is the Talmud of Yezim ben HaMishulam? Rav Huna wants to know what the Talmud of Yezim ben HaMishulam is, and Mela, what's it in the Gabi Yontif? The other Yezim ben HaMishulam holds that Talish, Lavainu Gezis. The reason that he was Mekel is that this is not considered Gezis. Talish is not called Gezis. That's to first define what Toilish is and what Gezis is. So I understood that Gezis is with a kli, you did it with a scissors or a razor, that's Gezis. And Toilish is you did it biyad, that's what defines it as being Toilish. But that's incorrect. Maran Daf Chafei brings the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the din of our mission is only biyad, not by kli. Before that, you could have understood the din of the Mishnah was even Bakli. So we take Toilish Lavainu Gezis. Before that, the distinction does not lie whether it's done with a Yad or with a Kli, but rather what action was done. Gezis refers to cutting something. You cut, you leave the bottom part, and you cut, you detach the top part of the hair from the bottom part of the hair. That is Gezis. Toilish is you uproot it, you pull it out. Uprooted from the Shoirish, that is referred to as Talish. Akopan, back to the Gemara by us. So, Rav Huna wants to know, is the Talmud of Rabbi Yosi, ben HaMishulam, that Talish lav hainu gezis? It's a different act. The Torah did not refer to this as Giza. And if that were to be his tam, then it would be Yasra and Yontif. Why would it be Yasra and Yontif? It's because you're Eker Dover Migiduloi. So that's why it would be Yasra. Or is the reason of Yasim and Meshulam that Torah could be at his glazes? The reason he's Mekel is it's because Dover Shade and Miskavin. Dover Shade and Miskavin is Mutter also on Yontif. That is the Chakira here of Rav Huna. So just have to clarify a few points on this on the Tzodim of Rav Huna. First, on the first side of Rav Huna, Rav Huna wants to know that Teilish lafainu gaisis, and it would still be under Yontif because Eker Dover Migidulei. Which malacha is it going to be? All right, if Teilish is not gaisis, so what malacha are you going to say that would be aser? Which of the Amatess malachas are you going to answer it for? So the Ramban here in the halachas, Metech Dibri Ramban it's Mavur, and it would be aser because of Koitzer. It's also a form of detachment. Koitzer is detaching something that grows in the ground. So we can understand that anytime you detach something from its life source, it also would be kaitse. That's we would have understood the Ramban. It's only the maskana of the Gemara. It says Ramban, if it's maskana, it's muchach, that kaitse is only by karka. And not by detaching something from a baal chai, it's not including the malach of kaitse. Before that, the Ramban learned that Gufu is the shakal of the Gemara. And Lefita Havamina, it was going to be Aser because of Kaitzer. That's the Ramban. And Taisin of Chafeim, when Allah, there is of Omar, before another way to understand what Isser would be Anyantif. Taisin before that it would be Aser because of a told of Goizis. And Avada Toilish is Shaykh to Goizis. There's no tzad to make it into one of the other 38 Malachas, like Kaitzer. Avada is Shaykh to Goizis. Maybe it's a toldo of Goizis and not Goizis, not the Av of Goizis. And what? Why is it nafkamina of an Av or a toldo? So in Yulur Mesech HaShabbos, you find there aren't such real nafkaminas between an Av and a toldo. Because the toldo is also Usher on Shabbos and has the same Einish as the Av. But in the other dinim of the Torah, there's a very big nafkamina between Av and toldo. Toldos was a unique halacha that was said like Abi Shabbos. Mar learns out of a pasuk of Mesech HaShabbos. The Torah Asers told us. That was the Neu said, Lagabi Dine Shabbos. For other dinim in the Torah, we do not have the reboy that the Tolda is like the Av. So even though there is a similarity between the Tolda and the Av, the Torah only answers the Av and not the Tolda. And that's in Nafkamina, Lagabi the Isser of Goizis by Kodshim. Goizis of Kodshim was only said in the Av of Goizis. And Goizis in the Spitz Goizis was Asser in the Isser of Goizis by Kodshim. If Toilish would be like Goizes, that means it would be like the Av of Goizes, then it would be included in the Isser of Goizes by Kodshim. But if Toilish lav hainu Goizes, it's only similar to Goizes, but it's not Goizes mamish, so it's not included in the Isser of Loisagos by Kodshim. So that was, now we explain the first side of the Gemara. Now we go to the second side of the Gemara. Second side of the Gemara is that really Rav Yosi ben Meshulam holds that Teilish Hainu Geizis. So what's the reason he's Mekel? Because it's a Dover Shein Miskavi. And that would apply to Yomtiv also. Dover Shein Miskavi is Mutter by Yomtiv. So that's the subject of the Gemara. So Teisus asks here, the Teisus asks of a Hainu, very, very basic question in Pshat. Let's clearly see the second side of the Gemara, that had to rebuke him in a Meshulam, is because Dover Shein Miskavi. It must be that we're talking about a case when it's not a psikresha. When it's really Dover Shein Miskavin, you're not for sure going to tear off the hair. You might not tear it off. And if it gets torn off, it got torn off. That's Dover Shein Miskavin. Like Rashi says also, Rashi says, Eden Shein Miskavin litlash, elam faneyu umayshchoy elach veilach, im nitlash nitlash. If it happens to me that it's nitlash, it will also be nitlash. But that's not what you're doing. Actual act is not one of being toilish lehedjin. So, Levi, the second side of the Gemara, it's clear that the heter of Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam in the Mishnah is only without any specific Havana. There's no specific Havana, and there's no Pesik Reisha. Only then was he Mekel. Mashiach Levi, the first side of the Gemara. And the heter is Mishum, Teilish Lav Hainu Geizes. In Cain, says Tesis, it should be Mutter L'chatchila. Should be Mutter to even go and be Teilish Bis Kavonas Tlisha. Because it's not included b'chol in Isser of Leisagus. This is an act that's mutter legabi b'chor. So the real subject of the Gemara then asks, is not enough kamina and yontif? Minei ubei by b'chor. The fee of the first side of the Gemara, that teri leishlav hainu goizeis. So stamazay, you could tear it off, even b'miskavi. Fee the tzad, that teri leishainu goizeis. But so the head of Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam is because there was a miskavin. Fee zeh, it's partial that it's also to be teri leish b'miskavi. So why did the Gemara have to go to look by yontif to find enough kamina? To find the nafkamina here, minei ubei. Says Tesfis, even on the tzad, the Tolish, lav hainu gezes, but they were not matir to do it with miskafir. If you're miskafir to be Tolish, it's going to be also midrabanan. Midarais, it's mutter. But midrabanan, it's going to be also. So, mainly, there's no nafkamina legabi b'chor. Even if you're the first side of the Gemara, you cannot do it lahedya, be miskafir. Being the Gabi Bukhar, being the Gabi Yomtif for sure, it's always usur to be Talish from Miskafi. Either Midarais or Midrabon. You're never going to find such a hedge. So what's the subject of the Gemara? It explains says the following. Is the time of Reisi Ben Meshulam at Talish Tafainu Gezis? And in Mela, there's Ben Gachanovish or Darais, Gabi Bukhar. So here we were makel to say that you could do it by Dabar Shein Miskafi. The hedge is only going to be Bein Miskafi. Because the worst case scenario, even if you're being mechavein, don't worry, the worst case scenario is only the shudra abona. So therefore we let you do it by yin miskavein. However, by yontiv, if you the first sad, it's going to be aser. Because yontiv, no matter what, you're dealing with an isher deraisa. Because eker dover migidulai, which is either mishum tolda de goizes, or it's mishum kaitzer, whatever the shame of the malacha is. But by yontiv, we're dealing with an isher deraisa. If you would do it by miskavin or by psikreisha by yontiv, you'd be having nisha de'araisa. So even now that you did it, bein miskavin, we're going to be machmir. Midrabanan, we did not let you do it bein miskavin if in a case when the potential isser is an isser de'araisa. That's the first side of the Gemara. The second side of the Gemara is that listen, hare even legabi b'chor, we're dealing with an isser de'araisa. Because Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam holds that Toilish Hainu Gezes. So if a person will do it by Mechavin, by Bechor, or by Psikresha, then he'll be doing an Isher De'araisa. And yet Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam will let you do it, but Dover Shein Miskavin. It's Mavur, that the Heter Dover Shein Miskavin, even when the potential damage is an Isher De'araisa. So Meluhu Adin Legabe Yontiv, it's going to be Mutter. Even though in Yontiv we're dealing with a potential Isher De'araisa. But the Dover Shein Miskavin, if you're Yisrael Meshulam, is Tam and Mutter, even with in the background of Yisroel Meshulam. So those are the two drachma of the Gemara, according to Tesis. Now it comes out, though, according to the first side in the Gemara, that the Yisrael Meshulam is Matir, by Ein Miskavin, is only in a case where the potential Isser is Isser Derabon. If it's a potential Isser Derais, then he was not Matir. If out of that sort of beer, we find always in the sheet of Reb Shimon that Dover Shein Miskavin Mutter, it's even when the potential Isser is an Isser De'araisa. And yet here's before only when the potential Isser is an Isser De'rabbanan. But Zohar Poshim Shad and Tesis, that if he the first side of the Gemara, Yosef ben Meshulam does not hold Dover Shein Miskavin Mutter. If he the first side of Yosef ben Meshulam holds Dover Shein Miskavin Usser. And yet there's a difference between Dover Shein Miskavin and Miskavin. When we're dealing with an Isser Derabanan, so we let you do it by Oivin Shein Miskavin. Even though Dover Shein Miskavin is Aser, here we let you do it by Oivin Dover Shein Miskavin. But when you're Mechavin to do it, then we Aser it by an Isser Derabanan. Baruch Hashem found this, he said it in the Rishis Bikurim by us. It says, we're going to Mount Omer, the Dover Shein Miskavin is Aser, and yet it's Mutter here by an Isser Derabanan. Rishis Bikurim is bothered. Why were we matter Nisha Drabon and Be'im Miskavin? Mandomar Dovashim Miskavin Usr. It's a clown called Terakula, that it's Usr. So even by Yishun Drabon, it should be Usr. Says Rashi's Bikurim, Natoiz Lashitosam, from Shabbos Dafem Aleph, and Yuma Daf Lamed Dalid. Even though Rabbi Yehuda that holds Dovashim Miskavin Usr is Usr Midaraisa, but Lagabi Shabbos, there's no Richard Daraisa by Eim Miskavin. I know normally Bein Miskavin or Misachis the Maisa to you. But Shabbos is a unique problem. You need Machsheves. You need the malacha needs to be done with the kavana of the person doing it to attain the result of the malacha. So every davar she miskaven by Shabbos is only nisur d'rabban. So that's what the tzad that would be makel to say that you could do it by nisur d'rabbanon. It's because bein kach davar she miskaven, even the man the omer davar she miskaven aser, it's only nisur d'rabbanon. So the whole malacha is a malacha d'rabbanon. We are makel. And the Rishis, that's his Malach and Taisus. But then he gets stuck by Bechor, because by Bechor is not Shabbos. So then, why were the Maisa Yimekel by Bechor? By Dabar Shem Miskavin, by Nisr Rabbona. That's about his Tzorach Bir. So just again, to summarize quickly, the subject of the Gemara according to Taisus is that Avada, the Rabbi Yitzhak ben Meshulam in the Mishnah is only Mekel by Ein Miskavin. By Miskavin Mamish or by Psik Reisha, Rabbi Yitzhak ben Meshulam agrees that it's Aser. Now the Gemara is clearing what's the time of Rabbi Yosi ben Meshulam and Nafkamina Lagabe Yomtiv. Is his reason that Toilei Shlaf Hainu Gozes? So anyway, we're only dealing with the Issur Drabana. So that's why we're makel by Dover Shem Miskavin. Even my Dover Shem Miskavin Usser, but by Issur Drabana we were makel. The mail will come out that Lagabe Yomtiv we need to be Machmir because by Yomtiv we're dealing with a potential Issur Deraisa. Because Tehillah Shdover Megidula is Asur on Yontif. That's the first side. And the second side is to say that no. And Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam holds that Tehillah Shainu Gezes. So even the guy B'Bachor were dealing with an Isra Deraisa. Why was he Mekel? Because he holds Dover Shem Miskavin Mutter. And if Dover Shem Miskavin is Mutter, it's Mutter even by Isurim Deraisa. The Mela will hold that he Mutter even the guy B'Bachor Yontif. Another point here that's brought up by Tesis, there's a sugya in Chulin and Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara there has a machlekes whether Shaitef Hainu Geizes or Shaitef Lav Hainu Geizes. What Shaitef means, Rashi says, is that you wash your behemoths in the river, it's very wet, liapoison, and then the tzemer falls off. It's a way to remove the tzemer from the behema without actually doing a maisa gziza. So there's a nidun in the Gemara whether sheitef hainu gezis or sheitef lav hainu gezis. And afkamina the Gemara there is dealing with is lagabe reishis hagez. Reishis hagez, you're chayv to give when you gezis, when you shear your sheep, you have to give to the koyein. Is it only when you do an actually a maisa gziza, like cutting it? What happens if you also wash them off and the tzemer comes off? Is that also considered a giza in order to be mechayv to give to the koyein? That's an Eden in the Gemara there. The Gemara is Tehillah of the Shaila. The Gemara there in Chulin is Tehillah of the Shaila. But a Shaila gabi leket. When you uproot something from the ground without doing a ksira. Like you do kituf, cut it off in other ways. Is that also mechayiv and leket or not? By leket it says ktsircha. So something was cut off in a different way. Is it also mechayiv and leket? So the Gemara there compares these two Shailas about Shaitef. Lagabi Reish Sagez, and Kitov Lagabi Leket. That's Sugyan Chulin. Ask Stasis by us that here the Maskan of the Gemara is that Teilesh Lav Hainu Gezes. That's the Maskan of Dafchafe. Teilesh Lav Hainu Gezes. How does this stem with the Sugyan Chulin, with the Mando Amar, that Shaitev Hainu Gezes? See that it is considered a Giza. Even though it's not actually the specific act of Giza itself, something similar. We consider a Shaitef like Giza. So why we should not be considered Talisha like Giza? Stace mentions the possibility, maybe there is an actual difference between Talisha and Shaitef. Shaitef is more like Gezes than Talishas. Stace is not so happy with this Chilak. So the Lamaisis becomes a question in the Rambam. Because the Rambam Paskins Perek Aleph of Me'ila, Halacha Zayin. Now, Lagabi Kachim, Teilish is not like Gezes. Isser Giza and Kachim was only said by Giza Mamish. Teilish is not like Gezes. And yet, Lagabi Reish Sagez, Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Halachas Bikurim, Halacha Vav, that Teilish is Chayv in Reish Sagez. If you pull off the Tzemer from your Rechelim, so you're Chayv to give Reish Sagez.
So it's a blatant stira. What is Taylor Shiel like Oisus or not like Oisus? Taylor said it's hard to say that Shaitif is different. That Sukkim Chulin is specifically referring to Shaitif. And Shaitif maybe is more like Oisus. That Taylor is like Oisus. That's what Taylor says, mentioned the possibility. But the Rambam, there's a blatant stira Lagabi Taylor itself. The Lagabi, the Giza by Kotchim, Taylor is Mutter, Midaraisa. And yet it's Chayv and Rish Sagais. This is the Marit Al Gazi, it's Mem Aleph, it's Fkotim Gimel, asked this question on the Rambam. Kushik Dela on the Rambam. So on the Brisk Rabin stencil here, and also the Teres Royim, Sefer Teres Royim in Peya, Paragimel Mishnah Dalit, say Gavaltiki is saying in the Rambam. And in every Goizes, there are really two things that are happening. One is the Maisig Ziza, you did the act of shearing. That's the act, the maisa. And one is the taitza. What happens because of your act? When you have finished shearing, what's left in your hand is giza. Chalin and the shame of giza. Those are two different idayim though. One is the maisa and one is the taitza, the chefza. So may I say the following. That in the nidan of, we find in our sugya, if teilish hainu gaizis, or lav hainu gaizis, what the Gemara is referring to is the act. Is it considered a Maisa Gziza? When the Torah answers Giza, by Kotchim, Torah answers Giza, by Sogayt B'chor Tzeinecha. Torah answers the act of Giza. By Shabbos and Yontiv, Torah answers the Maisa Giza, the Melechet Gziza. What's called the proper act of Gziza that should be included in these Yisurim? That's an Eden of the Gemara by us. Is Toilish considered a Maisa Gziza or not considered a Maisa Gziza? That's the Nidan by us. The Sugya and Chulin is dealing with something else entirely. It's not dealing with the Maisa. It's dealing with the result. When you were Shaitef or when you were Toilish, is the result considered a Giza? Or no? If it would fall off on its own, it doesn't have a shame Giza. Only certain type of actions make that the result... It's called Giza. But the focus is the result. Is the thing that you have in your hands in the end, is that called the Chefs of Giza or not? So maybe they say, even though we put the Rambam Paskins that Toilish Lav Hainu Gezes, that means it's not exactly the same act as Giza to be included in the Isser of Giza in the Torah. When the focus is the act, you have to be exactly like that act in order to be considered a Giza. That's when referring to the action. Mashenki legabe the taitza of Giza to be chayv and reish sagiz, or similarly by leket. We want to know if what the thing that you cut, that you pulled out, is that called Giza or not? As long as it came through your act, didn't happen on its own, that's enough to make it that it's Giza. We don't need a specific well defined action in order to make the Chefta into Giza. That's what they say to explain the Shitas HaRambam. The Rav Yishmak of Art. But as pointed out, that Taiz argues. Taiz asks the steer between Sugya Bayas and the Dinim of Resh Sagiz. Taiz was dining as Toilish like Shaitif. Maybe the actions are a little bit different. But Taiz didn't even consider the possibility that there's a difference in whether referring to the act or referring to the result. According to Taisus holds that as long as it's not considered an act of Giza, and also the result is also not considered Giza. So maybe Taisus does compare these two sugyas. But Das HaRambam, say Bechreinim, that we can say a distinction between the act and the result. On a related point, in the Sugya in Chulin there, that Shaitif Lagabe Rechelim is Masamachlikas, whether it's called Orche or not. But Lagabe Izim, it's definitely considered Orche. Wave Izim is Betlisha and Bishtifa, it's not Big Ziza. So Lagabe Izim is called Orche. But that's before in the Sugya Nechulin. So that's the Marit Lagazi by us in Simon Memalas of Katan Gimel. So what do you do when you Shecht a Bukhar that's an Aiz? The head of our Mishnah is because Toilish Lav Hainu Gezes. That only works for Kvasim, or for a par. But by an Eiz, it's called Orcha even Betlisha. So what do you do when you shecht an eitz, b'chor eitz? And the avad of the mishnah is talking about b'chol gavni. The mishnah is mechalik which type of b'chor you shecht. Not sure that you could do this in every type of b'chor. Why by an eitz are you allowed to be toilish? Are they there toilish hainu goizis? That's question Maret Agazi. Found in Sefer Minchas Avraham that partial that the few we said in the story of the Briskarav and the Teres Royim, Kash is not sure b'chol. The whole sugya that we find that toilish hainu goizis when it's orche, is only said legabi the toitza. Habi the toitza that what comes out we can consider it as being giza. That's the sugya there. But still legabi the agdar of a maisik ziza is only with a kli when done in b'tzuras giza. Only then is it considered a maisik giza. Anything else is never going to be considered a maisik giza. And we find that other things can be like giza is only gabi the toitza, not legabi the maisa. That's gabalik in Yishuv. But again, that would not enter fitaisis. But only enter the Rambam. Fitaisis taste really compares the sugya in chulin to our sugya. So if before there that legabi izim that toilish is hainu orche, then the fitaisis we do not yet have an answer. Why? What do you do when you shech the bechor, which is an eitz? And a related point, the minchas chinuch. In Moshe HaShabbos, Malachas Goizes, has a Chakira. Is the Isser by Kodshim of Giza Vavoida, is it only said Lagabe Behemer, or isn't it Lagabe Oif? Is there by Oif, does Oif also have an Isser of Loisogois? So Nechasinuch brings a raya that there is no Isser. Because the Rambam paskins, Toilish Lavainu Goizes, like we were in our Sugya. Toilish Lavainu Goizes. And the Gemara says, and Daf Chofei, that by Oif, Tlish is Orche. We're talking about Shabbos. That Tlish is Orche, and therefore you're Chayiv on it by Shabbos, but there is Tlish. By Behema, Tlish is not Orche. But by an Oif, Tlish is Orche, that's the way that you pull off the feathers. So it's you're Chayiv on it on Shabbos. So ask him in Chaskinuch, how could the Rambam write Bistoma? That there's no Isser Tlish by Kodesh. There's an Avkamina by an Oif. By an oif, Taylor should be chayif. Elamai says in Minchas Chinuch, it must be that Bechlal, the Isser of Lois Sogois, wasn't said by oif. So it's not Negea. If it would be said by oif, then Avadi would be chayif even by Taylor. But because Isser Bechlal wasn't said by oif, so in Mela, there's no Isser of Lois Sogois by, it's not Negea, the din of that Taylor, Hainu Gois is Legabe Oif. The Briskarav, however, in the stencils here, it says there's no Raya. Could be that La'olam. There is an Isser of Goizes by Oif Kodshim. Aye. So why do we say that Toilish Hainu Goizes to be Chayiv for by Oif Kodshim for this of Loisa Goiz? Says the Biskarav, how do we find that it's Orche? The Gemara says that it's Orche. It doesn't mean that it's the Av of Goizes. That means that only says that considered a told of Goizes. The Av of Goizes is Goizes Mamish. You don't find a Makar from this that is included in the Av of Goizes. So for Dinei Shabbos, there's Din of Toldos, so you could be Chayiv even on Toilesh of Oif, which is Orche. Mashayinkin Lagabe Kotchim. Kotchim was only said on the like Sogos Mamish. Mela, even though Toilesh by an Oif, which is Orche, it's only going to be a Svara Lagabe Shabbos. It won't be a Svara Lagabe Legabi the din of Isser Giza by Kodesh. That's the side of the Briskarav. Chayyim with the feed that we can answer the previous question of the Minchas of the Marit Agazi in a different way. Marit Agazi asked by how you're going to shecht your Bechor Eiz. Hare Toilish Hainu is Orche, like the Mar and Chulin. So beforehand we said a Teretz to be Mechalik between the Mice and the Teitza. But the Chayyim can say another Teretz. That even though when we find that it's Orche, it only means that it's a told of Goizis. And Nelo Lagabe Loisogos by Kochim, it doesn't answer. Could be that it's called Giza. But once it's called the Told of Goizes, and we're making it into Giza. But the Isra of Loisogos is only set on the Lav, on the Av. So as we said earlier in this year, the only by Shabbos and Yontif, there's a Reboy that told us, are like the others. But for all other Dinim, there's no Reboy of told us. As Nelo, both by Toilish Asa'if, which is Orche, or by Eiz, which is Sheitev is Orche, those are not sources of making it into an Av, and maybe they don't ask for the Gabi Kodesh. Last point for today, I want to talk about Boifin Kloli, din of Meleches Grazes on Shabbos, and this Rav Giza by Kotchim. Are they the same or are they different? So by learning our sugya, it seems that they're the same. The Gemara compares. If Toilish Hainu Grazes, it's nafkamina both by Shabbos and by the Isser Giza by Kotchim. Shakatar in the Gemara, Toilish Hainu Grazes or Lav Hainu Grazes. But we definitely see that they're the same need, and the same din applies to both by Shabbos and to the Isser by Kotchim. Another point we see in the Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says that the shear of Giza by Kotchim, how much you have to shear to be over the Isser of Lo Yisagos, says the Rambam, the shear is Kimoloi Roichav Sitkov Hasitkofu, Lo Yeheze Chomer Mishabbos. Just like by Shabbos, the shear of Giza is Loi Roichav Hasitkofu, also by Kotchim, the same shear. Chaim in Stencil is Mayrich about this Rambam. This Rambam is fascinating because the Shirim are Lech Lomish Misinai. We don't learn out one parsha in the Torah from another parsha in the Torah. Here the Rambam did. The Rambam compared the din of Leisogo is by Kachim to the din of Shabbos. That it's enough if you did this. It's by Shabbos, it's enough with this Shir to be Chayiv. And also by Leisogo is by Kachim, it's enough to be Chayiv. However, we find some differences in between Meleches Goizes and in the Isra of Leisogos. Number one, Gabi Meleches Goizes, the Rambam and the Ramban bring a Tosefta that it's Shaykh even Lacher Niso, Lacher Shchita. Behema is dead, it's also to pull off the hair, to cut off the hair. Applies even Lacher Shchita. However, Legabi the Isra of Leisogos Bekodshim, Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Pei Gimel, is Mechiach that it does not apply Lacher Shchita. Menchas Chinuch brings a Rai Gedoyla. It says Menchas Chinuch, Arei, the Oiris of all kotchim besides noila, are go to the kehanim or the bailim. What does a person do with it? He uses it, he makes shoes, and he makes a belt. He takes the R and he makes it into a leather, which is a usable material. I mean, the R, it's full of hair. What do you do with all the hair? Elamai ba'karchach. Cut off the hair. Why is there no issur of loisagus? Hare loisagus applies, meleches goizis applies even lacher shchita. So why is there no issur of loisagus on kotchim, lacher shchita, says in Minchas. When a bakorach leches goizes is cholik, then the isra of loisogus. Sogus is not a pi lacher shchita. So Minchas is masbir, similar to what we find by Reish Sagez. Reish Sagez, if your goizes the behema lacher zirtsoin after they die, so or after they're shechted, there's no chiv Reish Sagez. Because the Mishnah says that it's not called geiz, it's not called tsoincha. So says the Minchas Chinuch Huadin Lagabi the Isra of Leisogus by Kotchim. It does not apply Lacher Shchita. Only when the behemoth is alive do you have the Isra of Leisogus. Igletal in Meleches Goizes Simin Beis Sifkat and Tes. He brings down this Kesef Mishnah that it's not Shaykh, it's not called Tzoincha Lacher Shchita. Says Igletal Chor Nisra from Gemara and Yuma Dav Nun as a man to Omar that Bepar Vafilu Bedomu Shalpar. Rabbi Yom Kippur. That a Kohen Gadol can come in also with Domish Apar, it's also called a Par. See that even after Behemoth's dead, it could still be called a Par. So I didn't, it could also be called Tzoincha, even like her Shchita. So in Kain, what's the other difference between Meleches Goizes and Reishis Hagez? See, Gleital says a different version in the Kesef Mishnah. It says the Gleital that the Geder of Gez, Lagabi Reishis Hagez, is Talui in the mafrid the giza from the tzoin. It says that the tzoin need geiz tzoincha. So what makes it in giza is when you're mafrid the giza from the tzoin, that's what makes it into giza. But once the behemoth is dead, says the Gleital, so it's no chibur to the tzoin anymore. Even the basar itself, the tzemer is attached to the basar, and the basar is attached to the behemoth. Even the buster itself is no longer considered attached to the behema. The Gemara in Chulin says, "Chiburi oichlin command the mifrisi dami." That oichlin that are attached, it's not considered a chibur mamish. So we no longer once the behema is dead, we no longer consider the buster attached to the tzayim. So when you shear off the wool, it's not considered detaching the gaze from the tzayim because it was already detached from the tzayim. That's legabe reish sagez. But Shengi and the Gabi Shabbos says the Gleital. By Shabbos, the gather of Gizan Shabbos is to be mafrid the tzemer from the basar. Not to be mafrid it from the tzoin, from the behemah, but to be mafrid it from the basar. So Memela, even once it's shechted, it's dead, but the tzemer is still considered attached to the basar. And Melechus Gezi is exactly that, separating the tzemer from the basar. So Melech Shaykh the Melech of Gezi is even Acher Shechita. That's the Hagdara of the Egleita. But as you could say, another hezber in the schilik between Chaim and Acher Shechita, and really understand a serious chilik in the difference between Gezi on Shabbos and Giza by Kachin. I'll be another nafkamino of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch there, Mitzvah Tov Pei Gimel, says that even though the Gabi Shabbos or mitzdarif the shear of Giza from two different behemoths, if your grace is one behemoth half the shear, another behemoth half the shear, so mitzdarif and your chayif, but the Gabi, the Isser of grace is, and my Kachim says the Minchas Chinuch, it has to be from one behemoth. We're not mitzdarif from two different behemoths. What's the chiluk? Why should that chiluk exist? So the chayyid of Pshat is, I say, the Isser of Goizes on Shabbos is to take tzemer for my use. I'm going to use, I'm going to make a shirt out of the tzemer. That's the Isser of Goizes. It's the use of the tzemer. There's a machlokes rishayim. It could be that it's not, according to some rishayim, it's not only using the tzemer itself, but even the beautification of the thing you're taking it from is also Melechus Gezis. Person cuts his fingernails on Shabbos or gives himself a haircut, even if you're not going to use the fingernails or the hair, according to some Rishonim, it's called Melecha Tzricha Legufa. Because it's also a Tzerech. Tzerech doesn't need to be Dafka in the thing that you take. Tzerech could also be in the thing that you take from. So if you want to make yourself look nicer by giving yourself a haircut, so that's also a Tzerech in the thing that the hair was taken from, that's also included in Melechus Gezis. Al-Kopanim, the Yisrael of Melechus Gezis, like all Melechus of Shabbos, is a Tzerech of the person, that what do you have from the Melecha? Either the use of the Semer, or the beautification of the thing it was taken from. Mashengin Isser Giza by Kachim, it has to do with taking away from the Korban. You're being Megareya the Korban. It's similar to the Isser of Me'ila. Rambam happens to bring down Isser Giza and Avoida in Hilchos Me'ila and the Perek Aleph of Hilchos Me'ila, because they're a similar shirish to the two Isurim. You're being Megareya, taking away from the Korban. Taking away for your own use, but you're being Megareya from the Korban. The Mela, we understand the chilik between one behemoth and two behemoths. By Shabbos, Melacha is my use of the Tzemer. So who cares that I got it from one behemoth or I got it from two behemoths? The point is now that I have Tzemer for my use. The Shenkin and Kochim, the Isser is to take away from the Korban. So if I took away half from one carbon and half from another carbon, on each carbon I did a half an Isser Giza. I did not do the full Isser Giza. That is not included in the Isser of Giza by Kachim, because it's meaning the Garei from the carbon. That would also explain the other din of the Minchas Chinuch, that Goizis is a Mesa by Kachim is Potter. Because by the Isser of Giza on Shabbos, it's for my use. So I mind if mean if I shear the sheep when they're alive or when they're dead. I have the wool for me to use. Mashengin legabe kachim. The iser is to take away from the carbon. So the carbon is only has its din of a carbon when it's alive. When it's shechted, it's no longer the carbon that's omid for akrava. Personally, it could be that calls that between shechita and zrika, maybe there is an iser goizis, because then there's still a carbon. You're still being omid in the carbon. The whole raya of the Minchas Chinuch is that the or is mutter after Zrika. It could be that if your goyze is between Shechita and Zrika, then there is the Isser of Loisagus. But even if we say not, the reason is because once you've shechted the carbon, so now the carbon is the dam. Now the akrava happens in the dam. There's no more akrava in the behema. The din of the behema is omid la akrava. It's only until Shechita. After Shechita, the dam has the akrava, not the behema anymore. So Mela, the whole din of taking away from the carbon is only when the carbon is akrava, when the carbon is alive. After Shechita of the carbon, and for sure after Zrika of the carbon, then there's no more Yisrael of Loisagus. That would be the side of this chiluk between Shabbos and and kachin. That's not a steer, that's what we see in our sugya, that toilish hainu gezes, or lav hainu gezes, we compared Shabbos and kachin. Because there we're dining on what is the act of gziza. Is toilish called an act of gizah or not? So, lemais in both of these dinim, both by Shabbos and by kachin, the Torah asers giza. So we want to know, is Talisha considered a Maisa Gziza? That question applies equally to both Shabbos and Kachim. And also what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the shear that we have by Shabbos also becomes a shear by Kachim. Don't think that Kachim need less than Shabbos. Rambam means the following, that there was, you could have heard a Hava meaning that Kachim need less because the Isra is taken away from the Karba. The point isn't my need, the point is taken away from the Karba. So why don't you take away a little bit from the carbon? That's called you took away. By Shabbos, you only have semer that you can use. You need a larger amount of semer. By Isser Giza, you would think it's enough with less. Kamash on the Rambam, no. But also the guy with Isser Giza by Kachim, a comment you didn't take away a sheer chashuv from the carbon, a sheer that's roy for a shimush, then that's not called that you were megareh from the carbon. You took a little bit off, that's garnished. Only when you took a shear that's of chashivus, that of a semer that's roi for shimus, when you took that away from the carbon, only then is it considered a chisarn from the carbon to be chayev for the isser of gezes. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maram Eklemis on each shear, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.